Out in the neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Steve Suter of the Certified Angus Beef Program after this.
Don't miss the 18th annual Tulsa Farm Show. You'll see all the latest in agriculture, Oklahoma Farm Bureau safety programs, general horse training with Craig Cameron, sponsored by Sutherland's. Make a $5 donation to the scholarship fund to earn a chance to win your choice of a horse shed materials package or the round pen Craig uses during the show. You can test drive and register to win a Hustler Sport mower. At the Quick Trip Center, Tulsa State Fairgrounds, the Tulsa Farm Show, December 8th through the 10th. Admission and parking are free, so be sure to come. You're guaranteed to have a good time.
At the recent National Association of Farm Broadcasters Trade Talk, we had the chance to sit on talk with Steve Suter of the Certified Angus Beef Program, truly the Cadillac of value-added beef cattle programs in this country.
Yeah, it's I guess it's got a record of promises kept over 33 years, and that's why it's snowballing. I guess when we get a consumer, we keep them, because people that try it, they don't want to go back to a lower grade of beef if they've had the chance to actually try certified Angus beef.
Give me maybe just a thumbnail sketch of how it has grown over the years.
Well, it started in 1978, and it took about 2 years before they could sell the first 1,000,000 pounds. And, of course, now they sell 1,000,000 pounds every hour or so. We've had five record-breaking years of sales in a row, going through, as you know, some times in the economy that people say have been a recession or near recession. So what's really developed to get us to this level of 807 million pounds last year, probably headed for 1,000,000,000 pounds sold within the next 7 or 8 years. What's getting us there now is the value proposition that when a person has to lay down their hard-earned money and they say, well, by golly, we like beef, we like the taste of beef, they don't want to be disappointed. Any beef is going to cost a lot now. So over the last 8 years, the demand for certified Angus beef is up 56%, whereas the demand for choice is up a little too, 20%. This is all at the expense of demand for select beef, because people don't want to be disappointed when they lay down that hard-earned dollar.
I guess the key there is that they have expectations, and they don't want to see those expectations not met.
That's right, and how this affects the producer in the marketplace, as we've seen rather a narrower difference between choice and select, that stimulated the market for higher quality product among big retailers. We've seen now with Walmart coming in line, virtually all the big retailers are now switching away from select toward choice or premium choice product. And so this is creating a big differential to make it more and more worthwhile for the producer to orient their program toward hitting the certified Angus beef product. And the genetics are there. We're unveiling a test for commercial producers in 2012. It's going to be called GeneMax. It'll be the first test for high percentage Angus cattle that's really aimed at the commercial guy instead of the seed stock guy. It, at this time, it's just going to give an indicator on marbling and growth. But we think they'll be used for helping to screen replacement heifers, possibly get an idea early on the potential for some cattle in the feedlot. Price point somewhere under $20 a head. Might not want to do it every year, but we think it will help a lot of people characterize their cattle and help with genetic selection.
How tough has it been to keep up with the demand as far as cattle out in the country?
Well, it has been difficult. You know, we've got a smaller dwindling cow herd as far as the number. We have seen the percentage of Angus influence climb steadily over the last 15 years. But, you know, when you get up to about 70%, you might not be a whole lot a greater share of that we're going to get. So we really like to work on the ability of Angus cattle to hit the target better. And that has come up in the last 5 years from 14 or 15%. Qualifying for the brand to 24% last year, qualifying of the 15 million cattle screened, 3.5 million accepted for the brand. So we have made a lot of progress there because of the genetic progress made and the tools available in the Angus breed.
Where do you see CAB headed into 2012 and beyond?
Well, you know, within the company, we always talk about, you know, our next big target is we're going to have 1,000,000,000 pounds sold. We'll have to make progress in not only having, you know, more Angus cattle out there, but and certainly not say, well, we need more black cattle. No, we need more not only high-percentage Angus cattle, but the right kind of high-percentage Angus cattle with a choice select spread pushing back up there toward $20 difference between choice and select. Big players like Walmart orienting their program for that higher quality product. And the retail side of CAB, which is half of that 807 million pounds, is retail. So with those things making a bedrock of solid demand, this isn't just some niche product or flash in the pan. It's been around 33 years. We know that producers should understand that this is a target that they can count on. Genetic progress is slow. You get one lifetime to orient your cow herd to figure out what is my target, and it takes a long time. You're setting up, this is a legacy for your children and grandchildren, and this is a good time to make sure you're doing it right.
Steve Suter with the Certified Angus Beef Program. That's this special edition of the Beef Buzz on the Oklahoma Farm Report. I'm Ron Hayes.